Hello everyone, this is me Shreya with another amazing episode of Random Minds. Here we have a very amazing and special guest, a great and melodious singer, Nishant. Welcome Nishant and thank you for joining us. First of all, I would like to say that you have been endowed with such a melodious voice. And the way you play that guitar just steals everyone's heart away. So would you like to tell us that how did it start? I mean, when did you realize the passion of yours?
Hey, thank you so much. I remember that around mid-2006-2007 when my parents, every other parents who take their young children to one of the extracurricular classes, I was being taken to a music class where I saw a lot of students playing different kinds of instruments. Some were on keyboards, drums, vocals, guitars. So it was very fascinating for me going for the first time out there. And yeah, I had a little bit of interest looking at the other people, my neighbors playing music and all those stuff out there. But yeah, I never took music so much seriously at that time. It was again from 7 till 10th standard when I pursued music. I learned music to an extent, but then it was on and off. Studies came in and like a normal child, normal student, study was a focus for me, and then I dropped off from music. 11th, 12th was again not much insincere towards music. It was basically a transition for me from my 12th standard to the college, where we as children look forward to see a lot of fests out in the college time. So I attended a lot of concerts, going to different colleges, attending different musical bands, musical concerts. Those were coming to our colleges and I used to see all those things. That is where my interest area was. I mean, that's what caught my attention again. And that's something, I would say, created an intensity inside me. Yeah, I mean, I want to follow this music now. I mean, I want to get back to guitar. And that is where I found a lot of musical friends within my college with whom I started practicing a lot around the corner. During the free times from the classes, lectures, we used to have a music room in the college. And then with time, I thought, I mean, no matter if this would be my profession or something, but I want to continue this as one of my hobbies. So that is where my journey of music actually took the first step on a serious note.
Wow, that was an interesting story, and I'm glad that you developed your interest into music, because it feels really great listening to your songs. So Nishant, as we got to know how beautifully you developed your interest into music and guitar, but we also got to know that you're working in a corporate. So would you like to share with our audience that how do you manage both your passion and career?
Oh yeah, no, that's true. I mean, it's been more than 4 years that I'm been into a corporate world, but I would say I'm been into a corporate plus music world. So from day one of my job post the college, as we all used to do, I mean, you need job to reflect back society that yeah, this is what we have studied actually. But yeah, we kept on following our music. I kept on following my music. I used to perform with my band during my work hours as well, during my office days as well, and I still do these things now. I don't perform much, but yeah, I keep pursuing my music still. So I still remember, I mean, during my initial corporate times, I mean, my boss was another support system. I mean, apart from my parents, my boss was another super support system for me. There were some days when my band was asked to play during the weekdays in one of the cafes. We must have heard the Wednesday nights, Friday nights, like these things in various venues. So at those events, let's say at a venue we have to play at evening 8 p.m. and that time it's a crucial time. We have to meet up that time for those clients as well. So those days my boss used to be very flexible with me. I used to log in for my office workers early that time, close my office early, reach directly to the venue. My other friends are already there. We catch up, we start playing, enjoy those times. And I mean, that's how it is. And if you talk about the practice sessions and all, I mean, 5 days, Monday to Friday in my corporate life is totally given to office. And weekends, Saturday, Sunday is totally given to music. We all friends work in corporates right now. And we catch up during weekends. We practice that time, we come, we share our knowledges. And during weekdays, we generally perform here and there. During weekends, we perform here and there at different venues. So that's why I always kept music along with me. And I would say this is all because of my parents, who always pushed me with these things. I mean, they always pushed with the things that wherever, in whichever field you go, just keep your extracurriculars with you. Just keep your music, sports, anything which you are pursuing with you, which gives you relaxation. That's it. I mean, this is such a competitive time right now. Every field is so competitive. You have to meet so many deadlines. Boss is after you, clients are after you, things are after you, and you have to still sustain and fight the battles to win. And that's all. And I would say, like, music has always worked as a catalyst for my productivity towards my professional life. So yeah, that's how it's been a very nice time. And if you love something, if you have a passion about something, you will always be able to find some time for that. So that's how I am balancing, and fingers crossed that I keep balancing my life and always pursue my music along with my corporate or any other field in which I'm pursuing that as a
career. That's really great that you're blessed with such amazing friends and such a great boss. May everybody get such support as yours to achieve their passion. So as you got into music and sang so many songs, we got to know that apart from being an Instagram sensation, you're the part of the rock band Centrifugal. So would you like to tell us a bit about the rock band, and how does it feel to be the part of such an amazing rock band?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing about Instagram. I mean, this is something I'm very bad at, Instagram and all those things. But yeah, this COVID times has actually given me self-realization that yes, it's too much of work, too much of office again. You have to focus back to your music again. And yeah, about the band Centrifugal, yes, I mean, I would say that during my transition from 12 to my college, as I said, I went into the college, and I mean, there were a lot of fest going at that time. So fortunately, as I told, that there were a few friends from whom I used to practice in my college. They were all from music backgrounds, and I started practicing with them in the music room, which was a part of the infrastructure inside the college. And there only we decided, let's go out and start performing. I mean, one of my bandmate was traveling in the metro, and we just get this name. I mean, this name is nothing. I mean, it's a force. And since you guys used to be into an engineering college, we just kept it. And that's how the name came up. It's a force. That's it. That's a Centrifugal force. And we started performing in different platforms. I started with initially small platforms. And with times, with good practice and dedication towards music, we fortunately got big platforms as well. We collaborated with different music companies, different industries to play music for them. And another good part was, through this music, we were getting a good chance to come in front of many different type of audience. Good experience, different kind of experience, vast experience we gathered from there. And in addition, we collaborated with some social cause as well. We wanted to always support some society. We always wanted to give something back to the society. And that's where we collaborated with one of the social cause things. I mean, a blood donation NGO there. And we started playing music for them. We created original music to motivate people towards this social cause of blood donation. So that's how it kept us going. I mean, we had that thing that we want to perform on big platforms. We got opportunities, different kinds of opportunities came across our path. With time, we kept on playing, and the opportunities kept on coming towards us. So it was great, and it's always a good feeling to be part of such a good band, such a musical thing which you always want to do. And it is always good when you see people appreciating it. I mean, when you're performing on a stage, you see not a good amount of people appreciating your music. I've got an experience where people even didn't like our music, but that's how you gather a vast experience. But this is truly a great experience to be a part of rock bands, to be part of music in any means, not even rock band. Even if I'm if my brand is associated with an NGO, even so, at least we have that satisfaction that we are doing something for the society. So that's all. That satisfaction is something that we have a hunger for. So it's always good.
Wow. Yeah. It really feels great to see that you're thinking so much about audience and social work. That's really great. And I'm sure that our audience will surely enjoy your song if you can just sing a few lines.
Yeah, thank you so much for this. And yeah, surely I have one song to sing for all of you and I hope you like it. So here it goes.
Was Nishant, a beautiful and melodious singer, and he very beautifully taught us how we can find our happiness in our passion. So this was the end of the episode and we'll just come again with yet another amazing, awesome episode. So till then, bye-bye and stay tuned.